Next item on the agenda, Kankakee Shore Civic Association, 10-0670. Mr. Deputy Chief.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Kankakee Shore Civic Association is requesting authorization to construct an 8-foot-wide by 10-foot-long open-pile pierhead at the channelward end of a 64-foot-long community pier situated along the Piankatank River at the association's property designated as Recreation Area Number 2 in Middlesex County. Project is protested by an adjacent adjoining property owner. This is a map of the project site, Piankatank River here. Kankakee Shore Subdivision. This is Middlesex County, Gloucester County, across the river on the other side. Topographic map. The recreational area is located here on this point. For reference, Freeport is across the way in Gloucester County. 2009 aerial image of the subdivision and the project site. Red circle is the community area. I'll zoom in a little closer. And this is the pier here as it existed when this photo was taken in 2009. There is a small concrete boat ramp and a 64-foot-long tending pier adjacent to the ramp. The pier was damaged by the remnants of Tropical Storm Ida and the coastal storm that followed that in November of 2009. Earlier this year, the association requested authorization to replace the pier under an executive order applicable to the November storms. I think that's working. Okay. In that application, however, the association also requested authorization to widen the pier from 5 feet to 6 feet and to construct an 8-foot by 10-foot pierhead addition. We informed the association that the replacement of the pier was authorized, but they would have to submit an application for the wider pier and the pierhead addition. That application was received on April 27th of this year. It's a plan view drawing of the pier replacement and the widening. The dashed line represents the pierhead addition and the slightly wider 6-foot-wide pier. Project is protested by Mr. and Mrs. Harold Simmons. Their property is adjacent on the downstream side, located over here. They state they have lived adjacent to the community parcel for over 30 years, and they are concerned with the continued dumping of trash and trespassing at the parcel. They believe the proposed improvements to the pier will attract more activity, leading to more trash and pollution. Plan view drawing of the existing pier adjacent to the boat ramp. And what is proposed there, the 6-foot wide. It says 16 here, but we take the 10-foot cut out here when we describe it. Basically, a continuation of the 6-foot wide width here. Pier head would be 10 by 8. Existing storm damaged pier. In their comments dated July 8th, VIM states that utilizing community piers for access is generally preferable to the construction of multiple private piers designated to serve single users. They recommend the pier be elevated to at least 5 feet above the substrate where crossing vegetated wetlands, and they recommend the use of sufficient garbage receptacles for trash collection. The health department advises us that the project is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings. Department of Conservation and Recreation said they did not anticipate the project will adversely affect their programs. They did note the applicability of Chesapeake Bay Act requirements, and they recommended compliance with the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook and Stormwater Management Regulations. No other state agencies commented on the project. Another angle of the pier. Staff believes the proposed pier replacement is appropriately sized for its intended use and would only minimally increase the existing footprint of the structure. The concerns addressed by Mr. Simmons would appear to be more appropriately addressed through increased enforcement by the community and possibly law enforcement, local law enforcement. The VIM's recommendation concerning the increase in the height of the pier is designed to minimize shading impacts on existing wetlands, and that seems appropriate to staff. We would also encourage the use of adequate trash receptacles, but since their placement would likely be located on the adjacent upland, enforcement of a VMRC condition would be difficult. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project with a condition that the pier must be elevated to a height of at least 5 feet above the substrate in areas where the pier crosses vegetated wetlands. We also recommend a royalty in the amount of $67 for the new encroachment of the pier on an additional 134 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. I'll leave that one up there. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nykerk. Any questions on Mr. Nykerk, members of the commission? Sir, it'll come. Well, you'll get your chance in just a second. Any questions of Mr. Nykerk from members of the commission? There being none, thank you, Chip. Is there anyone from Piankatank Shores applicant wishes to be heard? Sir. Just you? We got anybody with you that's going to be heard as well? Okay. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name for the record, please.
My name is Dale Wayne Battle.
Okay. If you would move over just a little bit, Mr. Battle, close to the microphone so we can get it on record. Thank you, Mr. Battle. Proceed.
Wayne Battle. I'm the vice president of the Piankatank Civic Association down there. We got approximately 425 lots that we got to accommodate people to fish and all that down that way, and roughly 250 homes. And that I feel like that it would accommodate a whole lot better for us if we put the pierhead section on, so we'd have more people to, you know, to be fishing there. We keep trash cans, I think it's two or three in that area there. I live in the Rec 3 area, and it's a much bigger area. We don't see any pollution whatsoever there. I won't tolerate it. That's something that I don't tolerate. And if I feel like if any other person that sees people throwing trash or whatever, they should do something about it. I give Mrs. Simmons my home phone and my cell phone number. So if they don't want to call the police, I will be glad to call the police. I don't have no problem with that. We're not going to tolerate any pollution on that river whatsoever. And that's pretty much the only thing I can say. We're all for it. I've got approximately 100 signatures here. It's all for it. We're here.
We'll have to keep these.
Yes,
okay.
I guess that's pretty much all I got to say.
Any questions for Mr. Battle from members of the commission?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My only question was, you might have noted that the Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences suggested a 5 foot height of the pier. Is that something you could accommodate?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Battle.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else who wishes to be heard in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, sir. Could you come forward, please? Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir.
You raise your right hand.
I certainly will. Be more than happy to.
Thank you. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
So help me God. I do.
Thank you. State your name for the record, please, sir.
My name is Harold Simmons.
Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I would like to thank the commission for hearing my wife and I's concerns concerning this proposed project. I'd also like to thank the staff. First of all, I would like to say that my wife and I are not motivated by personal concerns in objecting to the proposal. Our concern is for the environmental impact of this project. If I may do so, may I read the letter that we wrote to respond to the staff?
Yes, we have it in the record, but you're more than welcome to read it. You're more than welcome
if
to.
It's okay. I would. Yes, it's sir. Very short, so.
Yes, sir.
As adjacent property owners, we oppose the construction of an L-shaped pierhead as described in the application reference number. The application was submitted by the Piankatank Shores Civic Association for the purpose of obtaining a permit in order to enlarge the pier located at the community use area designated as Rec Area Number 2 on the Piankatank River in Middlesex County of Virginia. As owners of adjacent property for over 30 years, we are well qualified to provide information to the proper authorities regarding the threat to the Piankatank River and to the wetlands that include the existing pier. We have observed over many years the dumping of trash, waste, and all manner of pollutants into the river at the pier in question by not only property owners, but by outsiders that are trespassing or misusing the facility on the property. Although trespassing signs have been posted, for the most part, trespassing laws have not been enforced. We believe that by enlarging the pier, it will attract more residents and outsiders, which will result in even more river pollution and wetland damages. Both residents and trespassers have damaged and encroached on the wetlands by driving cars, golf carts, going into the wetlands, and dumping of trash, pollutions, etc. We request that representatives from all agencies of the government that have jurisdiction over the use of the rivers and wetlands and bay make an on-site visit to inspect the property and interview us prior to making a decision on approving the referred to permit. If I may do so, may I present to the commission some photographs?
Sure.
That would support evidence that those wetlands support wildlife, including ducks and herons, as will be evidenced by these photographs. I would like to make the I would like to make it known that we love the Piankatank River. Quite obviously, we've been there for over 30 years. We love that river as well as all of God's creation. And you would have to be sort of turning a blind eye. Anyone would have to have their head in the sand if they're not aware of the environmental concerns that are provided to us over TV, over radio, over the internet, concerning the environment, not only here in this country, but around the globe. Obviously, the Gulf oil spill is hopefully not the not going to be the norm, but I can't imagine anyone not realizing that that is a catastrophic environmental result that we hear about on a daily basis. One thing I would like to point out, I cannot speak for what is being currently done, but I do know that in previous years, there have been volunteer environmental groups that have cleaned up the Piankatank River by taking boats and going in and picking up trash along the banks and in the river, and you would be quite amazed at the amount of trash that they pick up. And that is that quite obviously would indicate to all of us that there is pollution all over the place. Now, one might say that this area is but a drop in the bucket. However, if you take a bucket and you take all of these areas along the rivers and the bays and keep adding to the bucket, you're going to have a full bucket. So if you keep allowing all of these areas that are being overdeveloped or overbuilt or over providing the vehicle by which many of the situations that promote pollution. This particular site, I don't believe it was pointed out. I know that there was a comment made that this is a community rec area, and it was better to allow for a community pier to serve the needs of a community as opposed to private piers. Well, there are private piers for every riverfront property owner in that community. I have a pier. Everyone along the waterfront have their own piers. This is for the community use. However, I'd like to point out that is not the only community area that allows non-waterfront property owners access to the river. As a matter of fact, at a later point, I would request that the slide that shows where this is located within the community be brought up in order to indicate the accessibility to other rec areas that provide even better access to the water than does this one. And I would like to point out that we are in no way opposed to the reconstruction of this pier. What we oppose is for the increasing construction, the enlargement that is going to provide the opportunity for more people to pollute the river, and the potential for drawing in what I have indicated in my letter to be not only the local residents, but outsiders. Now, this rec area is not used, and we can speak as experts because, as I said, we've been adjacent to this area for over 40 years. We have witnessed, there is no end to the number of situations that we have witnessed there, some of which are very obscene, and I would not want to dwell on those.
I would hope not.
Well, I assure you I will not. However, that doesn't take away from the fact that they do exist.
Sure.
And it does not take away from the fact that the no trespassing laws are not enforced. There are signs that have been a very small sign that has been posted on that area that tells people with dogs that the dogs should clean up, that the owners should clean up after their dogs. It is completely ignored by people that bring their dogs down there, and they assure you they do not clean up after the dogs. I don't know how much time I have.
If you could wrap it up, it's getting close to that, so we can continue. Judge,
I'll be more than happy to.
Thank you.
Prior to wrapping it up, in view of the time, I would ask Mr. Newkirk if he could bring up
the
slide so that we could indeed show you that there is more than adequate access to the river by the non-waterfront owners.
That one.
Okay. Are you aware of the other area?
Yes, sir.
Could you point it out to the commission, please?
There's one, I think, up here, or here. That's it. And then there's another one down here towards the end, isn't there?
There are three, including the one.
Right. I know there are three. You want to?
You can probably figure out better than I do.
Okay.
You have the picture.
That's the current one. I know this is one of them. I'm not sure where the third is. I thought there was something down
right
here.
Right along there. I think you'll find it's right along there.
Okay.
It's three. Is that back?
Okay. We've determined that it is three. We're just not sure exactly where the third one is.
So, do you gentlemen have any questions of me?
Just a couple. You said you've been there 30 years?
Over 30 years.
When you bought your piece of property, was the area already subdivided with the contemplation that there would be a community area there?
It was developed, and when the development plan was put together, it included the recreation areas.
Okay. You said, I want to make sure, as far as I want to address the visit aspect of it, we rely on staff to visit. There's no way with the hundreds of applications that we get every year that we as members of the commission, I'm the only full-time paid employee that also has to run the agency. I'm not saying it's not important, but the other members are volunteers that have other jobs, and we rely on our professional staff to go out and do field visits. And as you complimented, Chip, I think we've got a staff that does a good job.
I understand completely what you're saying, because I served on the Community Services Board. I was appointed, and I'm very much aware of that type of situation.
Well, and I applaud your service, because I know it's difficult. It's difficult. So that's basically it. Any questions of Mr. Simmons? Mr. Tankard?
Just so I'm straight here, Mr. Simmons, what you're saying is the other waterfront property owners in this development, Piankatank Shores, all have docks.
That is correct, sir.
So this pier is a follow-up question.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Essentially for the folks who do not have docks on the river.
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
Further questions? I just one other point of clarification. You had indicated to me that you didn't have a problem with the reconstruction of the pier.
That is absolutely correct.
The problem you have is the addition that you perceive would bring more people.
That is correct.
Am I correct in my calculations that the addition is 8 by 10, 80 square feet?
Yes, and an additional foot in width along the main stem of the pier.
But the addition to the end is 80 square feet. I guess, Mr. Simmons, not to debate you, I'm having a hard time understanding the nexus between how an additional area the size of, and I don't mean this flippantly, but the size of a large jail cell would bring an onslaught of more people there. I mean, that's 8 by 10. I don't know how many more people that you could put on there in addition to what would already be there.
Sir, I'm not implying that by the addition of this pierhead, is going to just overwhelm the area. I am in no way implying that whatsoever. What I am implying is that it is not needed, and also what I am implying is that while it may not seem significant, it's back to the old story about a drop in the bucket,
mm-hmm.
and you keep dropping into the bucket, it's going to eventually fill up, and that is the situation. I in no way am naive enough to believe that this is going to cause an overwhelming change in what is happening there. What is happening there is unacceptable, and what this would possibly do is increase it to some extent. And I have no idea I cannot predict it, although I can tell you that having been there for over 30 years, things change, and that change is inevitable.
Understood.
And again, we're not concerned, as we said, we are concerned just as these environmental groups are concerned. As a matter of fact, I am in the process of contacting some of these environmental groups for support as far as what I feel to be at least significant enough because of the wildlife there.
Yes, sir.
And other considerations as the letter states, we're very much committed to what we're saying. And
I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that you are. You seem to be very dedicated and committed, and I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to, bring this to the commission because, as I said, I'm familiar with what's happening. I've served on the Community Services Board, so I'm very much aware.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else in opposition? Mr. Battle, did you have anything in rebuttal? Come forward and get it on the record, if you would.
Pretty much like he said, that he lived here for 30 years, but he also had the property to the opposite side of the recreation. Then he moved down to the other side there. He's been on both sides of the Rec 3. He's been there roughly 30 years. And that we've got a growing community. I think they're going to build 6 new homes there this year.
Okay.
So that...
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I think I know what's causing some concern.
Yes, sir.
I think maybe you could keep just a little extra eye as far as if we decide to authorize the permit, just an eye on the area to make sure things stay within what we believe to be the intent of the pier for the property owners and the cleanliness environment. Just kind of keep an eye on it.
Yes, sir. Just like I said before, I give Mrs. Simmons there my home phone and my cell phone to contact me at any time of the night.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Questions? Hold on just a second, Mr. Battle. Mr. Fox, then Mr. Lane. I'm sorry, Mr. Robbins. 11-hour drive yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been called a lot of things, but let's see.
That complimentary?
Lane.
I've been called a lot worse. Mr. Chairman, so to follow up, is there currently signage on the pier with respect to this issue of trespassing and who's using it? I mean, is there currently signage on the pier limiting its use to community residents?
Yes, sir. Every recreation area has no trespassing signs.
While we're on the signs,
Then I'll get back to Mr. Lane. Go ahead.
There is a notice sign that needs to be remounted so it'll be upright.
We're going to do that on the same project.
Okay.
We're going to modify that.
Thank you. Mr. Lane?
I was simply going to ask, do people other than members of the community association use that pier? And if so, under what circumstances?
Like I say, the outsiders that come in here, I can't police everybody. I mean, there's a lot of people there. It's up to the homeowners association people to police pretty much their own backyard there. Like I do Rec 3. Matter of fact, I do all of them if I'm around. But I cannot be at all places all the time. I'm retired, grant you, and I try to do my best. And right now, it's just actually only me who polices it. And I have called the police on people. They come out there. Don't supposed to be out there after 12 o'clock at night. There's a sign posted there on all the recreation areas, from 6 a.m. to 12 o'clock at night. You're welcome there, but after 12, you're trespassing. We have called the police on people who've been trespassing. I go to bed about 9:30. And but if anybody would call me, I would gradually get up and I'd go see.
Further questions, comments?
Yes.
Mr. Tankard.
Quick question. So what you're saying, Mr. Battle, is there have been some problems in at this pier in the past?
I haven't seen any problems, no, sir.
Okay.
I've never been aware of any problems there. Actually, nobody's told me about any problems there.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. You called the police?
Only for three.
Oh, okay.
Three, where I live at.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's right down the road away.
Okay.
Any further questions or comments? Not, the matter is before the commission. Thank you, Mr. Battle.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to the protest considerations that have been raised, you know, I think there are a couple of issues. One is trash and those types of impacts to the marine environment there, and the other is this issue of trespassing. But you know, unfortunately, the commission's not in a situation I think make requirements that would necessarily be related to the enforcement of any sort of trespassing situation. I see that. I see both of these really just best management practice type issues for the association. I think community associations can take more effective steps to limit who uses their community piers. Some community piers have gates with passcodes on them. That's an effective way to prevent trespassing. So, you know, I think there are simple management practices that can be considered and adopted by the community association that wouldn't necessarily be a regulatory issue for us up here. But, you know, VIMS does make a recommendation here that there be adequate signage at the facility related to trash and disposing of trash. And obviously, you know, the association could do a better job, it appears, of providing adequate trash receptacles. But I think these are management practices more than they relate specifically to the permit. I think we could require signage related to trash disposal. But beyond that, I would be inclined to support the staff recommendation.
Is that a motion?
I would offer to move staff's recommendation, including the VIMS recommendation for signage for garbage disposal.
Is there a second to the motion? I see 3 seconds. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? Dr. McConaughey.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, the increase in size is limited. They can rebuild the dock now, so adding the extra space seems to be a minimal.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you both for a very good presentation.